I greet you with blessings and joy on this eighth Sunday after Pentecost, July 26th. My name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice, and I serve First Presbyterian Church and Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Newberry. I am also the administrative interim pastor at Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie and at St. James Lutheran Church in Rudyard. May we begin. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your Spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope. For hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to please join in the prayer of the day. Beloved and sovereign God, through the death and resurrection of your Son, you bring us into your kingdom of justice and mercy. By your Spirit, give us your wisdom, that we may treasure the life that comes from Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our readings for today are from 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 12, Psalm 119, verses 129 through 136, Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 39, and the Holy Gospel for today is according to St. Matthew, chapter 13, verses 31 through 33 and 44 through 52. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. He said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, true confession here. I finished my sermon about 9:30 on Wednesday evening. My sermon is usually done late afternoon. Actually, for a couple of weeks lately, my sermon has been done by Tuesday so that I can record it a day earlier due to various circumstances. It's been doable until this week. But let me first stop and say, I am not complaining. Even if it may sound like I'm complaining, I'm not. I am not complaining about my job, and, well, actually, this isn't a job. Being a pastor isn't my job. It's my calling. It's my life. And I am ever so blessed. My life, my calling, has been pretty busy lately. I now have to look at my calendar even to see what I did the day before. Monday of this week, I spent several hours preparing for a memorial service. I didn't have a personal connection with the man who walked on, but I was honored when his family asked me to preside at his service. As I shared in his service later that same afternoon at a baseball field, I checked out his Facebook page to get an idea of who he was, to see comments he had made in the past and what comments people shared about him. By the time I gathered with his family and friends for his service, I felt like I had known him for a very long time. I grieved along with his family and friends, a fellow brother in Christ. I am not complaining. Tuesday, I was up long before my alarm usually goes off. I left the house about 7:35 a.m. I knew it was going to be a long day, so I stopped at McDonald's for a cup of coffee. Medium coffee, black with ice in the bottom, and I was on my way. First on the agenda was an early church council meeting followed by a heartfelt face-to-face visit with a grieving couple outside their home while practicing social distancing, with family and friends popping by to say hi. Next was a Zoom gathering with our synod's bishop and many colleagues, then a quick Walmart stop to pick up an order I had placed online, some office work, another council meeting with a different congregation, and then a 67-mile drive back home, only to unpack the Walmart order and realize I left the windows open at another one of my churches, and it was supposed to rain. I drove those couple blocks to close them up. That completed my day. 13-plus hours later, I am not complaining. Wednesday was another early day that started with my husband and I taking a member to the emergency room. Because of COVID-19, we had to wait outside in a vehicle, with raindrops falling softly on the roof, only to be awakened when hospital staff tapped on the window. Through a series of travels to the member's home and some errands, I worked quite extensively on some emails and congregational letters. And at 6 p.m., I finally started typing this sermon. I am not complaining, but I wondered what to say about Matthew's gospel for today without spending overnight in my office. Jesus is telling the crowds a series of parables. The kingdom of heaven is like. That's how Jesus begins his parables. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in flour. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. The kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. For me, for these past couple of days, the kingdom of heaven is like meeting people where they are in life. In a church fellowship hall, socially distanced around tables, discussing the business of the congregation. It is having those hard conversations and discussions about finances and how best to encourage members to continue their support of the ministry, even if they aren't able to participate in in-person services right now, or they don't feel safe gathering. It means knowing that all the decisions you jointly make affect the faithful members of your congregations, but also realizing the decisions aren't about you. They are to further the mission of Jesus Christ in the world. It means treating one another with grace and love, even in times when you may not always see eye to eye. The kingdom of heaven is like visiting a couple in their yard, agonizing with them in their grief, sharing the love of Christ with them, comforting them, praying with them. It means being with them in spirit and prayer, as family and friends gather in a ball field or around a sacred fire to share in their grief, the stories and laughter, the love and the promise of eternal life with Christ. The kingdom of heaven is like being awakened early in the morning and rushing to help someone who is in need, whether it is at their home, or in the hospital, in an assisted living facility, or anywhere in God's creation. It is watching with admiration the many volunteers who pack hundreds of boxes of food to be distributed to one vehicle after another, lined up for blocks, waiting to receive food through Feeding America, knowing that there are so many who go hungry every day, and praying that they will find relief in the box of food they pick up. The kingdom of heaven is realizing that you're tired, but in that tiredness, you realize your sermon has been writing itself every day. It is knowing that what you and others have been doing in response to someone's needs, whether near or far, has been the kingdom of heaven at work. The kingdom of heaven is about hearing the voice of Jesus in these parables in Matthew and in our everyday lives. Oh, I'm not complaining about these past few hectic days. Actually, I'm extremely thankful that I've been a part of so many people's lives, especially in these past few days. Take a moment and think about your week. And then finish this sentence. The kingdom of heaven is like. Because the kingdom of heaven is like this and so much more. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. I invite you to join in praying the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit that makes us one. Amen. This concludes our service for today. Again, my name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice. Thank you for joining me. Go in peace. Christ is with us. Thanks be to God.